Let's Get Local is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Tell me why.
It's time for the Dane Buy Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Hey, welcome in for another Saturday edition of Let's Get Local. It's time to think local first. It's time to go local, buy local, and be local. It's also time to learn more about businesses and organizations right here in our community that are doing fantastic things, bring value, help shape the way we look and what we're about, and give you experiences that you can't get anywhere else in the world. How about that for being local? Every chance you get. I'm Jason Hafeman, the host of the show, Let's Get Local. I'm here every Saturday. I'm a champion for local businesses, and I am glad to do so. I've been involved for years now with Dane Buy Local as a volunteer. Happy to do so. Happy to see the value. I've met so many wonderful people, people that we feature each and every week on this program. And again, we thank the ownership here at Devil Radio. We thank everyone for listening and supporting because they've given us this opportunity to help tell some of these stories and help get people on this show to help tell their stories. And that's really what I'm here to focus to do. Now, we do have some other things from time to time that take place that we got to talk about. But again, you know, the focus of this program primarily is getting those stories about local businesses, local nonprofits, leaders of all kinds out in our community to you. And so you help experience what's out there. Because 13 years ago, I moved to Madison, didn't know the area that well. To be honest, I'd been here a handful of times, but I grew up in northeastern Wisconsin, lived in northwestern Wisconsin for 11 years after that. And, you know, wasn't that familiar, but I have been learning and experiencing and growing and finding out more. And one way I've done that is by the association with Dane Buy Local, by learning who in the community is out there and is responsive and is reinvesting in this community and really cares. And I have found, just my opinion, but my experience, what I've found is the local business owners and the people are some of the most invested people that you'll find. Like, yes, they want their business to be successful, but they also really care about this community and saw a need or saw an opening or saw a service they could provide. And that's why they started their business, or that's why they got into nonprofit leadership. So that's what I try to bring across to you each and every week. And that's what I hope you're picking up on. And we appreciate all of you out there for listening. So we're going to start off today's show with getting in touch with Rock, with MoveNat Madison, because he has a great local business right on the east side on Cottage Grove Road. And I got a chance to catch up with Rock recently. And let's hear what Rock had to say.
Great. I'm happy to have you back on the show. I was just saying that my son's gotten into D&D here recently and things like that. And so I went over to take him to Misty Mountain and I saw MoveNat right there. So tell people a little bit about your location, how they can find you, and then we'll get into more about what you do and what you're about.
So we're located on the east side, right off Cottage Grove Road, right there at it's the Rolling Meadow Shopping Center. So, you know, some of the other tenants here are like Misty Mountain, as you mentioned, and then MSCR is here. And I'm perfectly located right between a sushi restaurant and Domino's Pizza. So, you know, you can come in, you can work out, and then you can have, you know, multiple options for where you want to eat afterwards.
That sounds like a really efficient trip. So if people head over to MoveNat Madison, there's a lot they could do right there. They can pick up their games, they can get some food and get a great workout. MoveNat Madison, the website is movenatmadison.com. Rock, tell people a little bit, again, refresh our listeners on what your place is all about and the strategies you use to help people exercise and stay fit.
Yeah, so we utilize natural movement to help individuals age adventurously. And you're probably thinking, like, what is natural movement, right? So, you know, it's crawling, it's climbing, it's hanging, it's swinging, it's jumping, it's running. It's all these things where, like, if you think back to when you were, like, 6 years old on the playground or in the woods, it's just doing all those things again and kind of shaking off what modernity has kind of done to us. You know, if we're sitting in a chair commuting, sitting at a desk, you know, working from home now, you know, we might be moving a little bit more, we might be moving a little bit less, you know, just all depends. But, you know, coming in here and really tapping back into what we call like primal movement patterns and really just trying to have fun and, you know, incorporate a lot of play. So it's not just a workout. It's it is also a level of play as well. So
I think that's a wonderful way to keep people motivated and also keep things, you know, different, because I think we've all been there. If you've ever gone to a traditional gym or whatever, gotten into the monotony of it. Okay, now I do this, this workout. Now I, you know, I'm on this machine. It's oftentimes the same. I think that's really interesting to have a variety of movements, but also getting you back to, like you said, some of the things that when we were young, those are the things we did, and you keep it fun. That's a fantastic way to go about it.
Yeah, you know, and I have like two really great examples, because we do like kids programming, family stuff, and then even older adults. And, you know, one of the moms of one of the middle school kids, he's been training here for like 2 years, you know, and he's now going on like multi-day backpacking trips and like coming here to the gym. He's really found this like confidence in his body. And he's like, he's a bigger kid, right? So like, you know, he came here wanting to experience like physical fitness in a different way. And he did that. And so like, now he's like signing up for these backpacking trips and going off trail, climbing trees, and the stuff that he was just never interested in doing. He's all of a sudden found this like new confidence in his body. And, which is really cool. And then like kind of on the other end of the spectrum, you know, I have, my mother-in-law, she comes in for some classes every now and then, and she's just like happy that she can like pick up her grandkids and like play on the ground and do all these silly things with her grandsons that she didn't think she was going to be able to do as she got older. But like, since she's been training here, she's like feeling better in her body, feeling strong enough. And like, she gets to be like fun, adventurous grandma. So that's really cool to see like ends of the spectrums and why people are coming here and what they're getting out of it.
I love that too, to hear, you know, to hear that kind of, you mentioned aging adventurously and staying active. I think that's one of the biggest things, not just for, you know, for people with desk jobs, but also, like you said, as people age and get older, if they don't stay active, if they can't find some sort of activity that works for them, they lose those opportunities like you're talking about. So that's a wonderful way to put a spotlight on the importance of that and what it can bring to your years and your experiences outside of that. One thing I wanted to touch on as well was some camps and activities that you guys do. So tell us about some of the workshops and events that you have going on.
Yeah, so we have our Rewild Kids Camp. So it's our version of a half-day camp. So we bring kids in for a few hours, kind of midday into the afternoon. They're going to experience the space, be able to move and play. But then we also incorporate some like practical skills. So like we'll teach them how to use like a ferro rod so they can start a fire. We're going to do some fermentation. So like how to ferment their own vegetables. So, you know, I have like an abundance of carrots and zucchini. And so like, I'll bring some of my own vegetables in. They'll like learn knife skills. They'll chop them up. We'll add some salt, do whatever else, and then let it ferment for like a couple of weeks. And then, you know, just other kind of old school traditional crafts and things like that, all centered in and around our three pillars of wellness, which is move, nourish, connect. So, you know, trying to teach those kids all the stuff in and around those three tenets, if you will.
We're talking with Rock Hancock over at Move Nat Madison. The website is movnatmadison.com. Rock, one other thing I wanted to ask you about with some of this is I always like to find out people's passion, why they started doing what they're doing. Can you give us a little backstory on why you decided to create this local business here in Madison?
Yeah. So, you know, I used to be a strength coach for the Marine Corps, and I never felt my ego was important enough to work with that population. Like, someone always wanted to work with them. And I really wanted to focus on like the general population and community wellness. So when everyone else was starting digital businesses, digital fitness businesses, et cetera, I was like, I'm going to open up a brick and mortar and really get to like, what are the needs I've seen across my career? And this whole, like, looking back to, you know, like traditional ways of movement, you know, we can look across the human spectrum and, you know, you take a child, they go from infant to like young child, and they go through all these specific patterns, crawling, climbing, and they figure all this out. And somehow we lost that way. So that's one reason I engage with MoveNat as a credential, is because it's a framework that helps us relearn what we've lost. And it does it in a way where it meets people where they are. And regardless of injuries, regardless of background, regardless of abilities, we can find ways for you to engage with the world again. And so helping people find that movement freedom so they can age adventurously is really what I wanted to do and establish myself as a community resource that can facilitate that.
I think that's vital. If you're talking about anybody trying to get to a point where they can better their health, better their fitness, is to have an option where you go into it and you don't feel immediately deflated or overwhelmed or, man, I don't belong here. Those things are tough for a lot of people. It's a hurdle for so many trying to get back kind of in that active track. And so it sounds like you have a system and a setup where, you know, regardless of how you start, there are activities that you can help people with to get going in the right direction and then stay motivated and interested to keep going.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the environment is unique in and of itself. I wish your listeners could see what we have going on in the background, because I think that is the thing that sets us apart, is it is a three-dimensional space with lots of opportunities to engage, depending on where you are in your movement progressions. And I think that's a big thing that sets MoveNat apart from other methodologies.
Give us your best descriptive words here, Rock, to give paint the picture a little bit for our listeners of what kind of things you have there at your facility that people can use.
So imagine like a giant playground, but everything's made of wood. So we have these giant wooden boxes that you can climb up on, jump off of. And in between all of those, you have interlocking beams and bars. So wooden beams, metal bars that can be either hung on, balanced on, swung off of, vaulted over, crawled under, you know. And the fun thing is all the boxes have wheels underneath. So I can constantly move things around and rearrange the facility to offer different forms of engagement and activity. And so it's an ever-evolving course. And what we're doing is we're trying to replicate what we might see in nature, but in a safer, more controlled way. So people can then really, you know, like, oh, I can balance up this incline beam that's like a 20-degree incline, which is perfect because there's a branch over the Yahara River that if you crawl up the branch, you can then jump off into the river. And so we've made a joke that, you know, practicing this helped us do that. And then I actually did a fun on Instagram side-by-side video of me crawling up the beam in the gym and then crawling up the branch and jumping into the river. So that is the kind of stuff, you know, we can directly train here at the gym. So
that is Rock with MoveNat Madison. Again, check him out at movenatmadison.com. What a great guy and really interesting setup over there. And again, for all ages and all fitness levels, get started over at MoveNat. We'll be back after the break.